drawing the end. Tommy, would I suppose it felt like a defeat to it?
Yeah, it felt like we were, you know, when you're 1-0 up for so long and you go into the 90th minute and not being able to see it out, you know, it is disappointing from that point of view. But I thought we'd done enough in the second half to win the game, and we had a number of chances, and I thought we were the better team over the 90 minutes itself. But that doesn't get you 3 points. You've got to see it out. And I suppose the penalty at the time, when you concede it, it's difficult to get yourself back into the game after that.
It's hard to argue with the penalty as well, wasn't it?
Possibly. From where I was, I thought, you know, there was obviously a collision. Where did Grant on the ball? I didn't see it. Maybe he didn't. But also, too, I thought we had two penalties we possibly could have had as well. Like two handballs in the same sequence or the same movement, and it just wasn't there. They just weren't given, you know. So, you know, we're disappointed. But you take a lot of positives out of it. I thought there was some really good football played today.
Having travelled up to see Bowes on Thursday night, we were surprised by how many changes were made.
Yeah, well, there was 8 changes from that night, you know. And I suppose with the schedule that they had to make their changes. And for us, for me going up, it's difficult sometimes. You're trying to study a team and there's so many changes coming. But that can happen. You just have to take it and get on with the game itself. I thought overall, I thought the way the game went, I thought we'd done enough to win the game. And we just didn't see it out at the crucial time.
I'm a no game next weekend. What's the plan now? Will you be training like you have been on before games? Or yeah, are the plans for friendly?
Yeah, we'll try next week, and we'll play a friendly game, whether it be between ourselves or some opposition. We're actively looking to see can we get a game, you know. But, you know, listen, if we don't, we'll try them well, and we'll make sure we're right for the following week.
Still, it might not feel like it now, but the positives are that it's 9 games still unbeaten in the league, 10 overall. Is it difficult to look at it like that at the moment?
Yeah, I think when you look back, it's, you know, you're playing against a team around you. If you win, it pops you up another 2 places up the table. And looking back on the game itself, I thought we had done enough to win the match, but obviously we didn't, and we conceded late on, you know. So it's something that we need to learn from. But overall, I think looking at the game itself and the way we played and the chances that we created, there's a lot of positives there.
Then again, the manner in which Daryl took the goal as well was a huge positive.
Yeah, I think like we were attacking in wide areas and we're attacking all the time. Like for us, you know, we're a team that seems to want to go and attack all the time, and we do that. And I suppose later on in the game we dropped a little bit deep, but I think maybe a few things happened as regards the players coming out injured might have cost us, maybe lost a bit of our momentum.
Are the injuries serious?
They don't seem to be at the moment, but we'll have to judge them now or assess them on Tuesday at training, and shall we go from there.